Usually, if you're talking about Buffalo Lodge, you're talking about bicycling, but probably tied for first place there is music.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, there's music, and oftentimes other days.
But there's a special musical event coming up, and we're going to talk about that next on Loving the Springs, the podcast that celebrates the best and elevates the rest.
This is Peak Community, Studio 809 Podcast.
Okay, so here we are. Al Brody, Carrie Simonson, Dave Gardner, we're the co-hosts, and we have three of our favorite people in the studio with us, representing Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi there.
Shelby Clark, Marketing Manager for Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort. Tori Giffen, I don't know what the heck you do over there.
I just had a dream 9 years ago about a hotel that would cater to cyclists and the cycling culture and rehabbed an old hotel in the process.
Yep, then it's turned into quite the community.
I mean, the best hotel in Colorado Springs, the Gazette says.
Apparently, yeah.
For the good of the community, don't quit your daydream.
Thank you.
Sarah Branham, General Manager.
You got it.
And you've held that position for quite a while.
I started the lodge in 2022, and I've been in the general manager role for just over 2 years now.
She's amazing. Really giving me the opportunity to work more on the events that I love doing and more on community building and also serving the community on various boards around town. So I get to do all the fun stuff now while she runs the day-to-day.
Now, normally, if you hear from Buffalo Lodge on a Studio 809 podcast, it's the Pedal the Springs podcast because Tori goes...
Yes, where we banter about all things biking in the Springs and Pikes Peak region.
Al or Carrie, you want to share with us why the heck did we invite them on to Loving the Springs today?
I believe there's a music festival.
There's something coming up called the Buffalo Lodge Music Festival.
Buffalo Grass.
Buffalo Grass. There
buffalo
we go. There
grass.
We go. Buffalo Grass.
I mean, all things buffalo.
Buffalo Grass coming up on the weekend of October 3 through 5. Enjoy a great lineup of local bands, vendors, yoga, group bike rides, bluegrass circles, and more all weekend long.
Aqua Zumba even.
Aqua Zumba in your on-site pool.
Yes.
So this is a little different than your normal weekend at Buffalo Lodge. Just a little, though.
Just a little, though. We've really become known as one of the top local favorite music venues in town for both our really cool lodge, and it just has great acoustics inside, and we have awesome live music in the lodge. But we built a party patio out front a couple years ago, and so during the summer, all summer long, we have live music on the patio on the weekends with some pretty big local acts, including some that are going to be coming to Buffalo Grass as well. We used to do a lot more concerts in our back pavilion until we got the new and improved front patio. But for Buffalo Grass, we are going to engage all of it. And
it's going to be like a three-ring circus, isn't it?
It is going to be a three-ring circus. The entire property will have music going all weekend. Front patio, lodge, picking circles in the parking lot, in our glamp yard, our big backyard stage. It's going to be amazing.
Whose idea was this?
We had the idea last year, along with another coworker, to put on our own music festival. And she really helped us envision that and bring that into fruition. And this year, we've done all the planning ourselves and reached out all to the bands and started organizing everything in-house.
So you've been doing all the planning yourselves and organizing. So are you sorry yet?
Only the general manager.
I knew I should look at Sarah.
Operations. It's always a balance.
It's been kind of a fun adventure. We do live music so much at the lodge that we already have a lot of great relationships with local bands. This has been fun because we've gotten to expand that to some other bands from the Pikes Peak region who we haven't played at the lodge. So in addition to all of our local favorites, it's fun to get to know some bands from around the surrounding areas as well.
This is a multi-day event, and we're talking staying at the lodge, or is it?
So if you stay at the lodge, you get free admission to the festival. Your tickets are included when you stay. But in addition, you can buy daily tickets. As always, we're trying to promote bicycling. So if you bicycle in, you get discounted tickets. But there's lots going on all weekend long.
Well, that's neat. Yeah. And actually, it's pretty important to try to bicycle in because you have paid parking for this one.
Yeah, we normally have free parking for most of our events, but this time, because it is limited, it is paid. I mean, this is going to be a huge event, bigger than anything that we've ever done before, because we've collaborated with Rocky Mountain Highways. We've collaborated with Manitou Music Foundation and also the Black Rose Acoustic Society. And we have some great sponsors that we've been able to secure from Pikes Peak National Bank.
We also have Pikes Peak Highway, Cerberus Brewing, and yeah, I think you got them all.
More to come.
Obviously, yes, more to come.
A lot of the local breweries that we already carry at the Lodge are partnering with us on that, so we've had lots of donations from them as well.
So if I remember correctly, the entire property has a liquor license. So when you're there for the festival, if you happen to be a drinker, you can buy a beer at your bar from one of our probably great local breweries, including your sponsor, Cerberus Brewing. And you can walk around to any of the stages, right? It's not like you have to go to one stage, finish your drink, and then go someplace else.
Correct. We were the first lodging and entertainment liquor license in our community when they first opened that up. And so the unique thing about our property is that you can purchase a drink anywhere on it and have it anywhere you want to enjoy it, by the pool, anywhere.
Unless you want a shot ski, you have to do that in the lodge, right?
Yes. We have a couple now, though, so we could bring one out to the concert stage, too.
If y'all don't know what a shot ski is, it's exactly what it sounds like. It is a ski with four or five different shot glasses affixed to it that then get filled with probably something like 300 Days of Shine.
What we're drinking today, Carrie.
Yes. And then as a group of three, four, five people, you all put your hands under the shot ski and try to get it in your mouth at the same time, which can be a fun group event.
So. Yes, we have our own custom ski with our own shot glasses, and we love to take it out to events. It really gets the party started, you know what I mean?
Al and Carrie, I put the schedule on the backside of your agenda because it's a lot to keep up with.
We have over 15 bands playing, which is incredible. Over a three-day span.
I will put a link in the show notes where you can go look at the schedule and get tickets and all that. So we don't need to name all 15 bands. But
about a year and a half ago, we started having a bluegrass jam on Sunday afternoons. And so quite a few of the bands came out of that bluegrass jam. We've got some local favorites like Old Dangerfield that's played quite a few times. Manitou Strings plays in the area. And then some smaller up-and-coming bands. A really fun one I'm excited about is called Bald and Graying and One Brunette. They have a teenager banjo player, female, who is incredible. We're really excited to be her debut show here at the Lodge. And then another band that I love that doesn't get to play as much anymore is K-Squared. They now have a baby, but we brought her back out so that she can come and play for our festival as well.
I love this. We're looking at three full days of music. And when I checked out the website, you could buy a ticket for just one day, but you can get a full weekend pass to come in and come Friday night. The first band starts at 3 p.m. Saturday, they've got activities starting at 8 a.m. If you want to kind of get your move on before you get your groove on, there's some yoga, some aqua zumba, and a bike ride. Live music starting Saturday at 11:30. And then Sunday, I mean, come have brunch. Come have brunch at the Lodge, which could be, you know, a citrus beer or mimosas. There you go. And music starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday. So we are talking about probably one of the biggest local music fests that we've seen this year. I mean, three full days, two stages every day, plus a Saturday with some move your body stuff.
And if you stay at the Lodge, you can be for all the after hours events. There's organic picking circles that just hop up and you'll walk by and hear some incredible musicians just sitting in front of a room playing some music.
I will tell you that I don't think I've stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Since Ragbri.
Well, maybe. I gotta wake up and bike the next morning, but probably since college, maybe one time in Vegas. But last year I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning, two nights in a row at the picking circles by the fire after hours. It is amazing. The bands all come and play, and that's great for the guests, but the players all come for the picking circles and after hours and kind of in between sets. What you're going to find is some amazing musicians that just sit around and jam with each other and jam off each other. And we sat by the fire last night. I actually went to bed before everybody else at 3 o'clock in the morning last year. So if you love local music, I mean, you know, you could just eat, drink, and sleep it, you know, this weekend.
Now, you know, we all love the Meadowgrass Music Festival, but there's one thing we know for sure is better about Buffalo Grass. No rain. Or very little. Right, you're promising us that.
These are typically some of the driest months of the year in January. So we're counting on really good weather, good temperatures. It's just going to be perfect. Plus, we have lots of covered spaces to hang out in as well.
Yeah, hopefully I'm not jinxing you.
Another cool thing about this festival is you've made it really family friendly and affordable. If you happen to have kiddos, kids that are 15 or younger get in free with a paid adult. So you've made it a really easy way for a family or a single mom or a single dad or anyone to come on out and have some fun and be able to bring the family without breaking the bank. So that's very, very cool.
And if you have kids who play instruments, have them bring their instruments as well. We have kids bluegrass circles that pop up. Saturday morning, a new event we just added is a how to jam time. So from 9:30 until 11:30, your kids can come, bring their violin or banjo and learn how to play in a group setting.
That is super fun. And the other thing is you can enjoy all of this under the big neon sign. If you don't know what the Buffalo Lodge is and you're like, what is this place? I've never heard of it. What we did was we took a 1919, 1920s iconic motel. It looks like a little slice of Americana. It's 47 rooms on 4 acres. Only half of it's developed. So that's why we have all these open spaces to enjoy. But when you go there, you're going to see kids riding bicycles around. Well-behaved dogs are welcome to the event as well, but you'll see kids and dogs and people of all ages, the kids, the grandparents. I mean, it's just multi-generational, and I think we've brought back something really special that I think a lot of us in our community could really use right now is a feel-good festival.
So if you do have to drive there, where is the off-site parking?
We are partnering with the Shriners, which is on Pikes Peak at 33rd Street?
Yes. 33rd.
And okay. We'll have a shuttle running the whole festival as well. It's like 3/4 of a mile from the lodge.
Oh, how much is the shuttle then?
It's going to be $10 to park in that paid parking lot. Parking at the lodge is $20 because it's just so tight. We want to have room to expand for the music as much as we can.
And Mountain Metro has a line that runs on Colorado Avenue and stops at the bridge, right? Right by the campground?
Yes, it stops right there. Or you can ride your bike in for free. Go park somewhere else and pick up a pike ride and come ride your bike ride in, and you even get the discount on the tickets, not to mention the free parking. So we'll have lots of bike parking.
So what is the discount?
$5 off.
Command decision.
Per day, right?
Yes.
So will you have a pike ride parking or a pike ride station at the lodge this year?
Yeah.
We really hope so.
Okay. Yeah. We want to.
We're going to do that harder too. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What else?
We partner with local food trucks. So
we haven't talked about food trucks.
Great assortment of food trucks throughout the whole weekend. We have a food truck who'll be there in the morning that makes mini donuts on demand. So you can come early in the day, get some delicious donuts. We have some favorites who have just started coming out this year, Wally's Wobbly Waffles. If you want an over-the-top waffle sandwich, they are delicious. La Gran Tecnochitlan, which is a Mexican Aztec smash-up food truck. So good. Good Grub as well.
I'm also thinking about all the vendors that we're going to have during the weekend. So we're going to have vendors around our pavilion area. I think we're maxing out about 8 right now, but we're going to have different artisans and makers and a couple of sponsors there too.
It feels like October 3rd might be a good time to start your holiday shopping, because I have been to your events and the kind of vendors that you guys host are so cool. If you are looking for something local, something unique, something for that hard to buy for, someone that has a piece of your heart, I think it'd be a great place to come listen to some music and start some holiday shopping. And you know, if you do it in October, it makes it feel a lot less expensive because you spread it out over a couple months.
That's right. And I just realized one thing we hadn't talked about, the big acts. Who are the big acts?
We have 3 acts who'll be closing out each night. Wirewood Station, they're a local favorite. They play at the lodge pretty regularly. A couple times a summer we get them. Some new acts to the lodge, though. Blue Canyon Boys and Magoo. They both make the festivals all over the state. They've played all over. Blue Canyon Boys, they played up at Meadowgrass a couple times. They were a by-demand artist that I had several locals tell me, you got to get these guys to come. And then Magoo, we actually heard play down at Lulu's, and we thought, these guys are amazing. How can we get them at Buffalo Grass this year? So they are closing out our whole festival.
So you got grass in the name of it. So some people might think this is all bluegrass music. What's the genre lineup here?
It's probably pretty heavy bluegrass. Somebody said it's progressive grass. So there's a lot of newer stuff going. We also have John Spangler, who's doing our sound for the whole festival. He does a lot of Americana rock adjacent music. So there will be something for everybody. But there is going to be a lot of bluegrass inspired music at the festival.
So you should be ready to ride your bike there, shake your booty once you get there. Definitely come for the food, come for the drink. We know about your craft beer bar. We guys also have some non-alcoholic stuff available for kiddos or folks that are doing Sober September or anything that way.
I am really excited about all the NA options we've recently brought in. We have two local breweries who make non-alcoholic beers, Saria and then Groovy just came to the Lodge, which is a local non-alcoholic option out of Denver, I think.
I love Groovy, yes. Both their beer and they do like NA Prosecco and NA Rosés.
We just got their sangria, which has like this delicious spicy fall flavor. So come try that one. We also always have Spring Sculpture kombucha around and we have an espresso machine. So if you need something to get you started on your day, come over to the watering hole.
Or keep you up till 3 a.m.
If you're joining the picking circles.
Yes, bring your instrument. I mean, if you play, bring it. Come check it out and try your hand.
So it looks like on Saturday, you've got a 2-hour open mic session. Tell us what that'll be like.
This is in partnership with Black Rose Acoustic Society. Every second and fourth Wednesday, they host an open mic night at the Lodge. They're just bringing that open mic time outdoors. So come out front, look at that iconic neon sign, and play a song or two for the locals to enjoy.
I also want to give a shout out that while we came up with the idea for Buffalo Grass with some staff and our team last year, it was in response to the fact that we had this very successful 3-day event with Up A Downa, a local nonprofit that helps get people outdoors doing outdoor activities. They had their folk and flannel at our lodge pretty much, I feel like, since we opened. They came to us, brought their folk and flannel. That was a very successful event, but they've now taken that down to a 1-day event. It was a lot for their small team to produce, and they felt like they could have more impact with 1 day. And so the Up A Downa Folk and Flannel is going to be coming up, and you should check out that event because they'll also have great music. And so we're really grateful to them for showing us that we could do this type of an event and that it could be successful. And I expect big things to come from it. We might even take over the RV park next door. So see if we can get some RVers coming to the area, open it up to them as well. So
tickets are on sale right now. And in our show link, we'll put the link on where to get that. And again, you can buy 1 day at a time. You can buy for the whole weekend. If it doesn't sell out, will people be able to buy tickets day of on site?
Yes, they will. As soon as you enter the lodge, we're going to have a welcome station. So you'll stop by that welcome station. If tickets are still for sale, you can buy tickets day of there. Parking is always the thing we're trying to figure out. So just keep in mind, parking is paid for this event, but ride your bike and then you don't have to worry about it. Or even better, stay at the lodge.
That sounds great. So we'll have them check out your website or check out your social media to see if tickets are still available day of, but encouraging you to come out 1 day, come out all days. And if you want to make sure you get to see this great festival first year and be in on the ground floor, get your tickets in advance.
I would highly recommend getting your tickets in advance because tickets prices are going to go up the weekend of.
Fantastic. And then this is all leading up to our big 10-year anniversary celebration on June 17th next year. Can you believe, Carrie, you were there at the beginning of my dream. You gave me an ear. You gave me help. You gave me shout outs in my crowdfunding videos when I was trying to find money to buy the hotel. And look at where we are now, on a Monopoly board for Colorado Springs, voted the best hotel, gold. Best swimming pool, that was silver, and best hotel bar, bronze. We're crushing it.
And just think about your cool little bicycle lodge up against things like Cheyenne Mountain Resort and the Broadmoor and the Hiltons and the Antlers and everything. And you've got one of the top 3 hotel bars in the city. Like, you know you've done it right when you end up with these kind of awards. Not to mention, just every time you step foot on the property, the vibe there is so cool. You've got such a regular following of locals that come to hang out at a hotel. There's only one other place in town that I think the locals engage with the hotel in the same way that they do as yours. Other hotels are mostly hotels that are set up for tourists. You come and you get a great experience at any of our local hotels. Like, don't get me wrong. But the locals don't play at a lot of the other hotels. But the way they do at Kinship and the way they do at Buffalo Lodge really shows that you guys have set up almost a European-style community where you want your visitors to meet the local public and understand why we live here and why it's such a cool place and have an experience that they wouldn't if they were coming just to be a tourist without that kind of engagement.
I couldn't have said it better myself. We have a lot of love for the locals and we get a lot of local love back. And, you know, I think it's just amazing what we've been able to do for our community and take a blight in the neighborhood and turn it into a selling point, you know, for their neighborhood and provide a community hangout. So if you haven't heard of the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort yet, or you're not a bicyclist, know that this is a place for everyone. You don't have to be a cyclist to come. We've got lots of great other activities year-round. We are open year-round, and I will give one plug that coming up this Christmas, you're going to want to put us on your list for coming by to check out the Christmas lights and the story time with Santa and the hay rides around the hotel and tell your family to come and friends to come stay there. We even do a community Thanksgiving. So it's really a special place that we have created for the community. And so come on out and see what it's all about.
Tori, when the mayor decided that we needed to have 1,000 neighborhood gatherings, I don't think he meant to have 1,000 in one place.
I think my team might agree.
This is the most embarrassing episode we've done of Loving the Springs. I'm embarrassed because it sounds like a commercial. I just want everybody to know Buffalo Lodge didn't pay us to be our guests. We're just fans.
But we do have to ask the question.
Yes.
What is it that you love about Colorado Springs?
I fell in love with Colorado Springs by bicycle 20 years ago.
All right. We got two more opinions, so let's hear them.
I fell in love with Colorado Springs when my husband and I moved here in 2012, and it was the first place that we lived together away from family, and it was the place where we created our own community, and it is our home.
Well, you guys are doing a great job creating community. So, Sarah?
I fell in love in Colorado Springs, and that's what kept me here. But we live on the west side, and I love it. Tori kind of converted me to bicycling, and so now I have an e-bike, and I just love that I can ride my bicycle anywhere in the city. And it feels like it's such a great place to live in. I love being here.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We'll see you at Buffalo Grass October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Link in the show notes for more information and tickets. We want to thank The Next Us. This is where our Studio 809 Community Podcast studio resides. We have a great partnership with The Next Us, which is a professional cooperative environment for entrepreneurs, especially creative ones. It's got a great vibe, so check that out if you haven't already. Thank you, Judy and The Next Us. So thanks for listening to Loving the Springs, and be sure to listen to our next best podcast, Pedal the Springs.
In the Pikes Peak region, there's no shortage of activities. Whether you're experiencing breathtaking parks or magnificent works of art, if you're getting fashionable at a film festival or fresh at a farmer's market, if you want to hear the sweet sounds of a symphony or the smooth shred of a Stratocaster, look no further than Peak Radar, your one-stop shop for all events in the Pikes Peak region, your free source for viewing and posting events. So no matter how you engage with our beautiful region, visit peakradar.com and get plugged into the peak.